Hi, and welcome to the sixth week of the self-esteem course. We are just about halfway through the course now. This week, we'll take a look at the power of acceptance and mindfulness when it comes to raising your self-esteem. Being mindful means that you are fully aware of what you do in your everyday life, that you focus on what you're doing right now, and that you see things as they are as best as you can, without overreacting. As you move through your normal day in a mindful way, you focus on what is happening right now. You do the dishes and just focus on the water, the plates, the forks, and scrubbing it all clean. You write a report or an essay and you just focus on the words pouring out of you and not the distractions around you. You walk up the stairs and you feel how your legs work, how the steps feel beneath your feet, how it is heavy or light to take those steps. You are not daydreaming about the future or going over some old conflict or memory in your mind. You are fully here and aware of the things you do and that are happening through all your senses. If a negative thought pops up in your mind, maybe your inner critic pipes up or one of your negative thought distortion habits starts to pull at you, then you don't stop and talk back. You just sit back and accept that this thought is flowing through your mind at this moment. If you just accept that it is there and that you are observing it rather than that you are the thought, then you can more easily detach from what it is saying. You can quietly observe that thought, like you would observe a bird that has flown into your backyard. You understand that thoughts of all kinds can pop up in your mind, and they are like a stream of water going through your mind. If you accept the negative thought as it shows up and you stay with it instead of struggling against it or trying to change what you are thinking, then that negative thought loses power. And so you tell yourself, aha, there is a thought. And as you observe the thought and accept that it is in your mind, it goes away. You let it go, and then other thoughts flow through your mind. As you can see, this is another way to handle the inner critic and other negative thought habits that can pop up as you get criticized or as you want to draw a limit and say no. Saying stop and talking back certainly works. Just accepting your thought and letting it flow right through you works too. You can use whichever solution you want, and I encourage you to try them both to see which one works the best for you. Or you may, as I do, choose to use a combination of the two. If one of them doesn't work, then I try the other solution. And one of them pretty much always has a good and positive effect on that negative thought. Now, just accepting what your inner critic says does not mean to give in and to give up and to stop raising your self-esteem. No, you do not give up. You let the thought flow through you until it loses power and disappears or becomes so weak and silly that you just let it go. And then you can take action. You may, for example, feel your inner critic and how it tells you that you cannot ask for what you want with your boss or partner today because you are not good at your job or a good enough partner yourself to deserve that. Then accept that this thought has come into your mind. Just look at it in a calm way and observe it. When it has passed through you, you feel more calm and centered again. Go and ask for what you want. So to summarize, mindfulness and acceptance helps you with your self-esteem by allowing you to look at things with some detachment, like a wise parent would look at a screaming and petulant child. This means that you become a lot less likely to drive yourself down negative thought spirals and action spirals and to make mountains out of molehills. Instead, you can focus your energy on solutions. Or if there aren't any solutions, you can still change how you feel about the situation you are in. The other benefit is simply being able to turn off a negative or self-critical thought and turn it into dust. And as that thought has passed through you, you become filled with more positive and calm emotions again. This daily inner peace makes it a lot easier to deal with anything in life, trust me on that. This certainly helps, overall, with your self-esteem. Now, here are 5 practical ways to tap into mindfulness and acceptance in your daily life. I'll now share practical tips that work for me to build the habit of acceptance and mindfulness in my life. It is quite hard to stay mindful for long, especially in the beginning, so be kind towards yourself. If you are like me, you'll make small but important improvements that will add up after a while. The first tip is to do just one thing at a time. When you start multitasking, you start to add stress to your mind. You can become confused and speed up the tempo of your thinking to levels. We don't do things quicker, but just feel overwhelmed instead. It is then easy to drift into the past or future to try to escape the unpleasant feelings of stress and overwhelm, and it is easy to start procrastinating. So learn to do just one thing at a time and be there fully in that moment when doing it. The second tip is to turn your attention fully outward. When you're focused inward, it becomes very easy to get stuck in the past or future. But when a tennis player is playing an important match, where is his attention then? Does he think about if he is playing well and why he is sweating unusually much? No. He's fully focused outward on the ball, the opponent, and what is happening right now in this moment of time on the court. There's no room for inner reflection. By making a habit of living most of your day like the tennis player and being fully focused outward, it becomes easier to stay in the present moment. So let go of thinking so much about yourself. When you work, truly focus on your work. When you're hanging out with friends, family or co-workers, then truly listen to what they are saying instead of just waiting for your turn to talk. And when you eat, fully focus on the food and the company instead of using that time to go over the past, the future, or some problem for the 11th time again in your mind. When you are doing something special, or nothing much special at all, and want to return to the present moment fully with your attention, just focus on what is in front of you, and around you, on you. See it, hear it, smell it, feel it. When you do so, your attention is transported from somewhere in your mind to what is here, right now. The next tip is to focus on your breathing. I've already mentioned this in the course before, and this is why one of my favorite ways to return to the past. Just focus on breathing for 2 minutes. Take deep breaths with your belly without overdoing it and becoming lightheaded, of course, and focus on your in-breaths and out-breaths and nothing more. This does not only allow you to return to the present again, but it is also a good way to calm a stressed and worried body. Also try it before the next exercise in this guide to be able to calm your mind down and calm down your emotions and make it easier to accept and let go of something. The next tip is the let it all in exercise. When you feel a negative feeling, then accept that feeling. Do not try to fight it or keep it out like so many of us have learned throughout life. Instead, say yes to it. Surrender and let it in. Sit still and just observe the feeling in your mind and body without labeling it or judging it. If you let it all in, then for me the feeling often seems to physically locate itself to the middle of my chest. And just observe that feeling for maybe a minute or two, then something wonderful happens. The feeling just vanishes, or it becomes a lot weaker, and your mind stops putting new energy into the problem and this feeling. This simple exercise is something that you can use to free yourself whenever you feel that you are struggling against something or getting lost in negative thoughts and emotions. Do whatever you are doing right now more slowly. Yes, this is my next tip. Simply do things more slowly. We are not in the present moment. It's easy to speed things up too much in both your thoughts and actions. To move mindfully through life, again, simply slow down what you're doing. Read this slower. Slow down your work. Eat slower. Drive your car slower. And walk slower. It may feel weird or slightly uncomfortable at first, but you don't have to do it forever. Just do it for a few minutes to reconnect with that single focus of what you're doing right now and all the details of it. Now, here are the action steps for this week. Day 1. Choose 2 ways of building the mindful and accepting attitude this week. Use them as often as you can in your everyday life as thoughts and issues pop up at work, in school, at home, and in your relationships and other important areas. Then the rest of the week, do the best you can to be in the present moment and to accept the thoughts and emotions that pop up in your mind, even if they may seem uncomfortable and you want to fight back or talk back or flee from them. Remember to be kind to yourself this week and celebrate the small and bigger moments when you have success with acceptance and mindfulness. And then the last day of this week, go through the second exercise and worksheet and see how you did and where you had trouble with acceptance and mindfulness.